Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool to dive into. Absolutely. We're talking about how to use Gemini AI prompts specifically for creating boy portraits. And let me tell you, the advancements in AI since just a couple of years ago are mind-blowing, right? There's this huge misconception that AI generated portraits still look overly shiny or plastic, kind of like bad cartoons. But let me tell you, with the new Gemini engine in 2026, things have changed drastically. So what exactly makes these prompts different from what we've seen in the past? Great question. The key difference lies in the new Nano banana model, which has a much deeper understanding of context. It can now handle complex instructions, like setting the mood with gloomy lighting without getting confused. Oh, wow, that's actually really interesting. So it sounds like it's not just about the AI being better, but also about how we interact with it. Exactly. If you feed it vague instructions, you might still end up in the uncanny valley. But with the new prompts, you can achieve 100% facial accuracy preservation. So if I wanted to create a portrait of a boy, what kind of prompt would I need to use? Well, you can't just say boy portrait and expect a masterpiece. You need to stack specific keywords. For instance, the trend now is leaning towards cinematic gloom, which adds a moody vibe. That's a great point. So what would you suggest for the actual wording in a prompt? I recommend starting with 8K resolution right off the bat. That's your baseline now. If you don't ask for it, you risk getting something that looks soft or blurry on larger screens. Makes sense. So what are some other key elements to include? Definitely use terms like soft dramatic lighting and shallow depth of field. This tells the AI to blur the background, which gives the portrait a professional touch. Yeah, it's all about creating that wow factor. What about clothing and settings? Be specific with those too. Instead of generic outfits, say something like street-style attire or luxury lifestyle. If you keep it vague, you'll end up with boring, generic clothing. I can imagine how frustrating that would be, so it's really about guiding the AI to deliver exactly what you want. Spot on. And here's a pro tip. Always include ultra-realistic and editorial quality in your prompts. It pushes the AI to focus on the finer details, making your images pop on social media. Got it. Now, I've heard a lot about aspect ratios. Why is that important for these prompts? Alec, a lot of folks overlook this. You might create a great image, but if it's in the wrong aspect ratio, like a square, it can look terrible on platforms like TikTok or Instagram Reels. Oh man, I've seen that happen. So what's the ideal ratio for 2026? For now, the standard is a 9:16 vertical composition. It's designed for mobile screens, which is where most people view content these days. If you're posting to the Instagram feed, a 4:5 ratio will work, but I stick to 9:16 for most everything. That's a smart approach. It's all about maximizing that screen real estate, right? Exactly. When you use the right ratio, it helps the AI frame the subject properly so they aren't cut off or surrounded by too much empty space. I love that. Now, what about keeping consistency in portraits? Sometimes the same character looks different in each shot. That used to drive me crazy too. The new updates with Nano Banana allow you to upload a reference image to maintain facial accuracy. You can give explicit instructions like preserve his facial identity and hairstyle. Wow, that sounds incredibly useful. So this is a game changer for creators looking to build a consistent brand. Definitely. You can create a cohesive look without having to hire models for every shoot. Plus, it speeds up content creation tremendously. Speaking of speed, I can only imagine how much time creators can save now. It's huge. You can batch your content. Some creators are cranking out an entire month's worth of portraits in just one afternoon. You set up a base prompt and then just run variations from there. That sounds like a dream. It is. And remember, always keep it simple if you're just starting out. For your first prompt, you could say something like, portrait of a 20-year-old boy in streetwear fashion with moody lighting. Nice. So it's like building layers on top of each other? Exactly. You layer the information, and if something isn't quite right, like if the eyes look weird, you can adjust it with specific prompts. And I bet using negative prompts helps too. Absolutely. Using negative prompts can filter out unwanted styles, like cartoon or blur, ensuring you get clean, realistic images. This is fantastic information, Alex. So, as we wrap up, what are the key takeaways for our listeners? Just remember to be specific with your prompts, focus on resolution and aspect ratios, and don't hesitate to use reference images for consistency. Great advice. Thanks for sharing your expertise, Alex. My pleasure. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.